I'm Chris Frangioli. Listen to StraightHustling.com. Enjoy Straight Hustling.
Hello, this is Dick Darren with StraightHustling.com. This is the launch party for our new podcast. I got my boys Money Mike and Stu on the corner over here. So how y'all feeling today? It's a little snow on the ground.
Beautiful out here. Y'all guys are missing not being able to come to the palatial Straight Hustling Studios.
Yes.
Looking awesome. At the snow falling off the trees.
Yeah, it is pretty nice out here today.
I see a deer running around.
That's not a deer.
That's deer stew, baby. Deer stew. If we start marinating them now, by the time we do our next show, we'll have something to cook.
I know. You've always loved some deer meat. You always want a freezer of deer meat that you can...
I can cook it where you'll like it.
That's what everybody says.
You marinate it for 3 days, take your tenderizer, beat the living crap out of it, throw that shit outside and get a steak.
Then after that, once you cook it, then you got to cover it with like A1 and then some of that Heinz 57 and then maybe some ketchup and then you might have something.
I don't know, the first part of that sounded like masturbation.
Well, if you beat it, they will come.
If you beat it for 3 days, I guarantee it's going to come.
Oh, shit, y'all crazy. Well, we have a guest, Charles Patrick. He's like supposed to call in and do a show with us for the Pull Your Pants Up Challenge, and we got a lot of other people coming up. So I know Money Mike's watched the presidential State of the Union.
Yeah. You can't even say it. I know I didn't watch it. I mean, shit. No.
So I know you watched it to see what's going on.
Yeah, I watched
every get a lot of good insights.
I found every channel that did not have that on and watched it. See, because if I'd have seen that, I would have thrown something through my TV. Yeah.
We're glad you only have that 13-inch black and white still. So.
Well, your mother gave it to me, so I can't get rid of it. Yes, we made our first porno on that.
Oh, man. I did not want to see that.
You have not met my mom, have you?
Mm. Oh, yes, I have.
If you'd met my mom, Money, you would not be walking right now. She is a black widow. You don't even understand.
I know. She'd be driving your car right now.
She is.
She
broke the motor mount. Yeah, it's just, the society is now, it's been money-based. It's an economic society. It's where it used to be based on what you can do. But before that, it was based on how big and mean you were. You know, now it's all about how much money you can make and how smart you can be. Like, the weakest person on this planet is also the smartest person. You know, and used to.
I don't know what that means, but.
Well, Stephen Hawking, all right, he's weak and all that. Back in the day, they would have thrown him in the garbage because he couldn't walk. You know, they would have freaking done away with him, pushed him off a cliff or whatever back in, 300 years ago. I mean, they would have been thrown him away in the freaking garbage.
Is that what they've done to him?
Yeah, that's what they did plenty of times. If when kids were born with like a cleft lip, they'd just kill him. I mean, it's different. Yeah,
maybe.
It's different times. Now, you know, he's the smartest man on this planet, but yet he's also the most frail. And it's kind of weird how the human person has evolved from being big and tough like a Neanderthal.
I forgot to announce. Hold on. You're listening to the Money Mike Historian channel. Please sit back and learn a few things.
Some smacks.
Professor Mike, go ahead.
Some smacks.
Tell us about 300 years ago.
These are smacks.
Smacks. That's the best kind. Screw the facts.
Yeah, this is shit that's coming out of my head.
So y'all fired up for the Super Bowl coming up this next week. The Patriots going to pull it off.
I could care less.
Oh, you know you're wanting to watch that. You got the deflated ball scandal going on. Everybody's hating on the Patriots.
I'm not happy because the Titans suck so bad. So it's,
Man, you've been miserable for a whole lot of years.
I've been miserable for the last 2 or 3 years. You're right. Since Steve McNair got shot, it's been bad.
When did that happen?
Oh, in 95 or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
No, it was in 2000 something.
I want to get his autograph.
I was planning on having him on the show.
When did that happen?
he was pretty badass, though. The Titans been downhill ever since they got rid of him and the kicker that used to win all the games for him.
Yeah, well, then he went crazy and killed himself, didn't he?
No, well, the Del Greco, wasn't he the one that...
Al Del Greco was the one that was solid.
Yeah, he's the one that like won all the games by like 3 points if they won.
But Baronis, you know what I'm
saying?
Didn't he just go nuts and kill himself?
He was... leaving his house or something and ran off the road and...
He was chasing some people.
He went nuts. Yeah. He went nuts. He went really... They said he was going...
He might have been always nuts. We don't know.
Well, my brother-in-law...
Okay, Mike, how would you feel...
Play soccer with him.
How would you feel if the shittiest team in the NFL cut you?
Well, I'd be happy to have played in the NFL, period. You know what I'm saying? You know, as poor as I am, you know, I'd be happy to be a ball boy in the NFL. I would be a towel boy. You know what I'm saying? I bet I would get paid 10 times more than I do right now.
You're going to hold T-Rex's sweat rag.
I will hold their goddamn cups. You know, just put your cups here.
Get you a little water boy thing, bring it in there.
Yeah. H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really
don't
sucks.
Spit in the cooler. Yeah, Titans are pretty sucky.
Real sucky. And here's the thing is, they're not going to do any good on this draft, too. This draft is coming up, and I guarantee you they're going to pull a classic move and trade out of it.
Maybe they'll draft some new management, new coaches.
Here's the thing. If you're fighting a battle or anything, you got to have a good leader, and we have no leader on that team at all. We don't have nobody that they trust, look up to, or anything. You got to have that behind the helm. We need a quarterback.
I know. I'm thinking that the
Jay Cutler. That's who I want.
You want Jay Cutler?
I want your boy.
Do you want to be miserable for a whole bunch of more years?
You know what? Here's the thing. Is people at least will come play. You could get
Did you not see Chicago the last couple of years?
Well, I don't know. We need somebody.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, my God.
That would be pretty cool, getting Peyton Manning here.
You really want to censor me now, aren't you?
Tennessee, the Titans would make a shitload of money if they brought Peyton Manning. You got to respect the guy as a hell of a ball player. Oh, yeah, his commercials are funny. And his Saturday Night Live shit was funny. And if you ran the Titans, who do you want as a quarterback? Peyton Manning would bring a fortune into your organization.
Well, I would actually take that one of these Heisman Trophy guys coming out. One of them.
Yeah.
I'd probably take that guy from Oregon.
But you'd probably take Peyton Manning, too, to bring that guy in and then maybe train that guy and give him a little.
Nah, I'd keep the freaking old crap we got now.
There you go. Time. That's why you're not the water boy and they got the
that's
real
why,
ones
that's
there.
That's why I have nothing to do. That's why I'm sitting right here talking on this and not freaking playing football. My football career ended in 88, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Is that when it was all over with?
Yep. I graduated school. It was done. Well, they haven't won. Here's the thing.
They won a game this year, didn't they?
Well, here's the thing. They lost a game, and I was like, okay, I can live with a loss. Then they won a game, and they beat a hell of a team. They beat San Francisco.
Arizona.
No. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, care.
They put on a good season. They didn't have a freaking 2-12 season. Like, the Titans had a
They have had some good seasons.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans have not had a 50-50 season in 3 freaking years. I mean, and you're like, you get sick of I get sick for on Saturday. I'm an Alabama fan.
I'd be sick Saturday if I was an Alabama fan.
I'm winning on Saturday. I'm on a big high on Saturday, 90% of the time. And then on Sunday, it's just like a kick in the gut.
I thought you were on a big high Monday through Sunday.
Depends on how you're talking about. Yeah, I'm on a high normally.
How did Alabama finish in the national championship this year?
They didn't make national championship. That's all right. But what team are you for?
Hey, man, the Tennessee Vols.
Oh, your blood runs orange.
We suck and we're proud in Tennessee, baby.
Yeah, brick by brick, prick by prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what your team's motto is, brick by brick. Why is the team's
brick
motto?
Brick by brick?
Yeah, they're trying to rebuild.
The Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah, whatever the hell they're trying to build. Something we're going to knock down. Whatever they build, Alabama's going to knock the hell down.
They got to roll over it.
They're right over it. I mean, I don't foresee UT beating Alabama for another 4 years.
Oh, damn.
Well, Tennessee's still blaming their crappy seasons on Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I mean.
They've been through 2 coaches since him.
I still blame Bush. I think he's the blame.
George Bush.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of blame to do with a lot of things that are wrong in this country.
If anybody is to blame, it's George Bush. He's always the fallback for everything.
Yeah.
So I guess Money Mike's got a big day putting the motor mounts on his El Camino. And you sound like you're going
to
be busy.
Yeah, I got to bring it down to the track this afternoon. You know, we got to have a big run out here in the snow.
That'd be a dirt track asphalt.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to replace them motor mounts?
Oh, probably about 4 or 5 fucking hours.
Ooh, that's going to suck.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. It'll probably take a mechanic 20 minutes.
It's going to take somebody 10 minutes to pick the car up off you after it falls on you.
If that happens, you know, my part on this just be the last recording I make because that car has no room under it. Yeah, I'm a pretty fat fella.
Is that how the motor mounts came loose?
Probably.
All that weight shifted around.
It's probably me driving that thing like it's a Knight Rider.
Does it talk to you every night? You probably think it does.
Depends on it depends on how much I've smoked. It has talked to me once or twice. You're right. I know your car talks to you, that fancy new Lexus.
No, it doesn't say shit. It just,
one of your cars talks.
Does it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm sure it does. You just probably turned it off or haven't turned
it off.
I
don't know.
Your wife's car talks.
Does it?
The lights are on.
Yeah. I don't think it does.
It don't?
Uh-uh.
Well, you got ripped off.
And your wife's car talks to you every time you drive down the road. Bing. Bing.
Oh, that damn seatbelt dinger. God, I hate that thing. I hate even riding in that car. Any car that has a little seatbelt dingers that go off every minute drive me insane.
Yeah, I think it ought to be, you know, your choice whether you want to die or not in a car wreck.
Yeah.
People do it every day. I mean, why can't we do it? You know, they try to stop it. I want to fly through the windshield. I don't want to be pinned in. Like that deer that hit you and, you know, had babies in your car. What about that?
Yeah, that was pretty ugly. I still got some good pictures of that. We'll have to put them out on the site. Yeah, I should have.
That's a sweet story because I can see you getting out of the car covered in freaking blood and afterbirth and people walking up to you going, oh, just sit down. Are you okay? And you're perfectly fine. You're just covered in something else in blood. That's, straight out of a horror flick. I love it.
So I had a deer accident last year, and a deer came through my windshield and decided to have two babies in there in my car on us, and it was a pretty gruesome scene. Looking back, I wish I would have got the babies and stuffed them.
Right, you could have put them as hood ornaments to warn the next guys off. Say, look, this is what happens to your children if you jump in my fucking window.
I could have put them in a case, and I could have put a piece in my car, maybe a little splash of the blood, and then the two little babies stuffed and had it in like a big case and hung it on a wall for like a little memorial.
Yes, that'd be good. But then your dog might eat one, you know.
Yeah, my dog got a hold of it. He definitely would have tore one up.
Mine would.
Is that a Dalmatian you have, buddy?
Yeah, it's what we told the people here, the landlord, when we moved in. But it's a pit bull.
Pit bull Dalmatian?
Yeah, they don't know the difference. Some people are idiots.
Well, it's our first show, and we got a lot of cool stuff coming. We got Ralphie May coming up in a couple days. We got Killer Bees, getting a lot of comedians. Got some... Frank Trigg, talking to him, getting him out here, see if we can't get him to choke Mike, Money Mike out. Let Stu jump in on some of that action. He's always been a man-on-man wrestling fan. We got Haley Butter Bowles, Haley Boyle. We saw her at Zany's the other night, and man, she did a really good show.
At Haley Butter on Twitter.
Yeah, Haley Butter. Or for short, we call her, her friends call her Haley Butternuts, but her Twitter's Haley Butter, or Haley Boyle, I'm sorry. No, her name's Haley Boyle.
Oh my her God. Twitter's Haley Butter. You are Haley so Butter. Goddamn confused. You need to hit her
damn
up.
Damn it, hang around
you need
too
to
much.
Hit her up at Haley Butter on Twitter. Okay?
Yeah, that's she's funny as hell. That's the first time I've seen her. She was funny. We also saw Todd Riley, and we got him coming up on the show, too, a little later in the next week. He's a funny guy, too. So we'll have him on
here.
But
what about Ahmed?
Man, he was funny, man. I'd love to get him on the show. That was a funny guy, man.
He sure was. He blew my mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of good comedians coming to Nashville.
Oh, and don't forget Frangeli. He's coming on, right?
We already saw him.
I know, but isn't he coming on the freaking show?
Oh, yeah, he's coming on the show, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Let's not forget the guy that's pretty much getting us off the map here.
Yeah, we can't forget him. I did send him a shirt, tried to get him to wear our shirt.
Maybe he will next time.
Well, we gave him a shirt, but I sent him an email, told him, you know, hey, wear the shirt tonight. Last time I wore the shirt, I got a blowjob, so maybe that'll entice him into wearing it. That's why I sent him an email and told him he never responded back whether that worked out for him or not.
You know what? He probably used that as a joke on his next fucking set. You know what I'm saying? I wish we'd been there. But yeah, I'm excited. We got these big comedians coming up. I mean, big names.
Yeah. Got some good musicians. I got Joe Savage talking to him. Get him on here, man. He's a pretty interesting dude. Got a lot of good stuff. And he's doing some cool stuff around here.
He's always giving back to this community. He's always put his money he's made back in his community, in the entertainment part. He's a rocker.
We're going to take a break for a second. Charles Patrick may be calling in. We'll see if we can get him on here, and we'll be right back after this brief announcement from our sponsors. Girl, I'm a shaking, sticking, moving, trying to get to you, my booty, trying to get to you, my booty, trying to get to you, my booty. What you gonna do when I bend the block? Pull up on that ass with a brand new drop. Speakers on black high. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking, I don't get trying to get.
Hello.
Charles, can you hear us?
I can hear you, man.
All right, great. So, man, we talked a little bit on Facebook, and I saw your Pull Your Pants Up challenge and really thought that was a really cool thing, man. I wanted to get you on here and kind of talk about what's going on, what your future plans are, kind of talk about your website and your video. And so you want to kind of let us know about your thoughts behind your video and how you got started?
Yeah, man. Hey, I appreciate you getting me on your show. The video got started. One day I was watching these kids on burning themselves and taking these crazy challenges. They were burning themselves, and they were taking the breathing challenge by holding their breath and fainting. You know, and I was
that,
like,
that's all white kids, right?
No, black kids. Because
that sounds like some crazy stuff.
You know, one thing about it, man, kids are, you know, the crazy line, and I'm 45 years old, so the crazy line has, you know, blurred. You know, you had crazy things that white kids do. You had crazy things that black kids do.
Right,
that's
right.
All together now. They all doing it together.
Yeah,
man.
You got
you
that
know.
Right.
Crazy is crazy now. There ain't no black crazy, no white crazy. Everybody damn crazy. Chinese people crazy. And it's funny that you said that, because when I made the video, I just got to say, you know what, they need to make a real challenge. So I made the video. And I actually made that video for Americans. You know what I'm saying? Because out of my ignorance, I'm thinking only Americans sag their pants. Man, people from Denmark, Australia, Bangladesh, everywhere started hitting my Facebook page. I was like, man, people in those areas. I said to them, man, people in those areas, pants don't sag. You don't understand the video. They were like, you're crazy, man. Everybody pants sag around here. So, out of my ears, I'm thinking it was just an American thing. Actually, it was a worldwide epidemic, you know?
Wow.
People pants sagging.
Well, if you do it in America, everybody does it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and we started all
that. Right.
It's a bad fad that started here in prison, am I correct?
Correct. That's when it supposedly started, man. In prison for the guys who made themselves readily available to the other guy, you know?
Exactly. So
that's
why
where
is
it started.
Why is it good for you know, a man to walk around with his pants sagging? Because it looks like he's readily available to be entered, right?
Yeah, but you know, I think that the definition died a long time ago, because you can,
yeah,
if you can remember, man, back when Ice Cube and Ice-T was making music, they were talking about pants sagging also. We know that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy how something like that caught on. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, man. So, you know, it's so bad that, you know, I remember back in the days when they had no shirts, no shoes, no service.
Yeah.
On Windows. Now they got no shirt, no shoes. Your pants got to be up, you know? So apparently it's being bad. They got city ordinance saying you pull your pants up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really a respect thing. Nobody wants to see your drawers, man.
I agree, man. I don't care much for that, man. I just don't understand the whole thing with your pants hanging down. You see people, you know, walking down the road, and they got to hold their pants up while they're walking. It's like, shit, I got enough trouble trying to carry the shit I'm usually got with me and try to hold my pants up.
And that's one reason why more people, it's probably one reason why more people in prison. You know why? Because it's not like we were saints, but damn it, we can run, you know, we got away, you know?
Yeah, you can't run with your pants.
They can't get away, man.
Man, that's the ones that need to go. They can't figure that out. Well, yeah, you're automatically getting caught.
Why I keep getting caught? Your pants down, idiot.
Well, I try to pull my pants up as much as I can so I don't show the world my plumber's crack. I mean, I just don't
right,
get it.
Right,
right.
And that was
just
the only thing
that
we worried about. We was kids with a plumber coming over, you know?
Right.
So have you got any heat from anybody saying that, you know, that are kind of for the sagging and saying, no, you got it wrong or anything like that? Or
yeah, I did, man. And it was, as a matter of fact, these guys took it and they did the wrong thing with it when they said it was about the Ferguson thing, you know, pull your pants up to get respect from the cops, pull your pants up. Although that is all true, that's only like a tenth of what it really means.
Sure.
It's not and a tenth for who it's for, meaning that they were saying it's for black kids. So they went on CNN and they were talking about it on CNN, which they were pretty much all wrong on the CNN, because it's not about just black kids doing it. It was about, like I said, Americans. And I admit, out of my ignorance, Americans. So the fact that I was getting was that was saying, well, I had my pants down and now I'm a lawyer. You know, I had my pants down and now I'm doing this. It's not that you can't you can't make it.
Yeah.
In your endeavors in life, is that you block yourself out.
Yeah.
You know,
you
already
got
things against you. Yeah. Not being just black kids, but people in general.
Yeah, people in general.
You know,
that's how you present
yourself.
You
already got odds against us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, were you taught to, when you go apply for a job, were you taught to sag when you go in, or were you taught to dress in nice clothes and shave and all that and go in there and try
Man,
to get yourself nice?
That's funny. That's a shame because I've had people, relatives that are managers or supervisors, they said these jokers come in there with dress clothes on and their pants sagging.
Oh, we should get some videos of that.
Crazy, man.
I mean, no, that's funny.
Now, that's
the thing
guided.
Is,
somebody is not guided. And you could go anywhere. You can go into, like, in Atlanta, you got the Lenox Mall area, which is really, really, you know, a lot of money. You know, Phipps Plaza. You can go there and their pants are sagging. You can go on Buford Highway where the little, you know, you got all types of nationalities from Mexicans to people from Japan and everywhere over there. Their pants sagging. It doesn't matter where. These people, man, it's just a style that's gone crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Man. A lot of styles will come and go, and, you know, you'll be here for a minute, and you'll be like, man, what the hell? Who's wearing that? Like, remember the people wearing their clothes backwards and stuff and everything?
Right.
Chris Cross
and stuff
Chris
like
Cross
that.
Started that, you know.
But this is something that's, like, kind of stuck, and it's still there, and people are still doing it, and...
Maybe we should start wearing underwear on our head or something. You know what I mean? And just see how, you know. Yeah,
we kind of had a bad day to bring around.
Right, you know,
it's something. It's funny, man. I think we had a better style when we were kids, man.
Oh, yeah.
We might have wore parachute pants and double belts and stuff like that, but.
We had better parents.
Our parents that our draws.
I think
from,
that's
you know?
A lot of it is the parents.
It's the
man.
Parents. It's
a lot of the family deteriorated everywhere, you know, and it's not just white, black. It's everywhere. Yeah. The family values are gone, and. The whole, you know, one of the things like just things in general, like the people's morals and their pride in themselves are gone now. Man, I remember when I was younger, people, people wouldn't even, if you were on like, if you were poor and you had to get a free lunch or you had to get food stamps, man, people were like embarrassed and they wanted to work hard and they wanted to get off that stuff. And now it's like, man, if you ain't on it, you're one of the minorities.
Everybody accept them, not got them, but accept them. I understand you have to have it. That's cool.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
You said, the moral values are gone, man. You walk in a 6-year-old. What a 6-year-old doing walking with their pants sagging? Come on now.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
It's not
you're
the
same age.
Can't the belt because they got on damn Jordans. Come on now.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Charles, you said you're 45. You're the same age as I am. And here's the thing: is you grow up probably the same way as if you said anything back to your mother, or if you friggin'. If I embarrassed my family in any way by acting retarded in public, my mother would have swatted me right there.
And he got his ass beat every day.
I'm eating up with the dumbasses. You know what I'm saying?
I was scared to do that.
Exactly. And see, these days, though, I see a
I'm
6-year-old.
I'm 6'1", man. I've probably been taller than my mom since the fifth grade, and I was scared.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, nowadays you see a 6-year-old cussing their friggin' parent out in Walmart, and if they do anything, then someone calls the cops and has them arrested. I'm like, you know, it's the world's gone to hell in a handbasket with that right there. We need to, beat the hell out of our kids.
There's still a lot of,
right.
There's still a lot of good people though. It's just the ones, you know. It's just you get this stuff out here, and it just kind of. You know, people run with it, and the loudest people are the ones that get the attention. You still got a lot of really good people that kind of just sit in the back, and they're not really, you know, voicing their opinion.
That's the problem, though, is just sitting in the back being quiet, man.
Yeah.
If you sit in the back being quiet, then and you let it keep going on, then the small amount of people making all the noise seem like they're the larger amount of
people.
It
does, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so you just got a lot of people.
I wore my T-shirt. I have T-shirts, man. I'm sending you guys some T-shirts.
Oh, we'll get you some.
Hey, we'll trade T-shirts, baby.
I'm going to get your address and everything. I'm going to send you T-shirts. The T-shirts, pull your damn pants up T-shirts, okay? So on the back it says no sags on. So I wore this T-shirt out to – I just wear it out on the weekends. Man, I was at a store, and this kid, probably about 19, 20 years old, he seen my shirt, and he pulled his pants up. I didn't say anything to him. I didn't know him, anything. He pulled his pants up. I don't know whether when he walked outside the store, his pants went back down, but I know when he seen my shirt, he pulled his pants up.
Oh, damn, you should have gave him a shirt. He could have kept that
going.
You
know, if I had, it's funny, man. If I had some shirts with me, I would have done that.
Yeah.
Because I thought the same thing. But it happened twice. And you know what I started doing? I started keeping them in the trunk.
Well, Well, you know, your message might be getting out. It might be getting through to people that, you know, hey, you need to present yourself in a better way for people to take you seriously.
Right. I told my nephew that, you know. He my nephew was like 25, so a few years back, he was going on an interview, and he didn't have any suits to wear. He's about my size. So I said, man, you can wear one of my nice suits. You know, I geared him up real good. I said, but pay attention now. You're going to live in my shoes for a day. Watch and see what happens. This is what I told him. He came back and said, Uncle Charles, man, people are opening doors for me. I said, you're living my life now, buddy. You know, it's how you present yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, first impressions. First impressions mean a lot.
Hey, they say you don't supposed to judge a book by a cover, but in the natural state of man, that's what we do.
That's how
all
we
animals
do it,
judge by the look.
Man, I heard
a bird judge another bird by looks.
Yeah. Hey, I heard a rumor that Snoop Dogg tweeted your video out. Is that
man,
true?
Man, he was the first big one, man. And people started. That's when people started hitting me. I probably had about 1,500 friends, you know, people popping on Facebook. It probably got to like 2,000 when Snoop put it on his. Man, I mean, my page went crazy. And that's when people started hitting me from everywhere. Man, how do you know Snoop? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I went on his page, man. It had like 100,000 hits, man. And I was like, whoa. Then that was when it really started rolling. But it's funny that Snoop Dogg Pants Saga put it on his page because we all grow out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're making that kind of money, you can sag your pants and do whatever the hell you want. And
That's a uniform for those guys.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
When they go on stage, that's their uniform.
But I bet when he goes to court, he don't sag.
He's not going
to
wear a football uniform to a hockey game.
Right.
And when he went up for that murder charge, he had a suit on, I guarantee you that.
Exactly. You see his shows now. He don't. You know, he got the TV shows now. He dressed appropriate to the show. You know, to the football game.
Right.
He goes
to
take his son to football games. Yeah. He dressed that way. You know, he's not gangster. You know, he's family.
Yeah.
You know,
He's
more like family dog. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He got that image, and you know, making money, and people want to live that image and not making the money.
Exactly. You see him with the gigantic fake earrings in. And they see the basketball players with the real earrings in. Buddy, you got a gigantic fake earring in your ear.
Well, you got to come up with a good story for everybody, man. Say like that you used to write some of his songs or something back in the day with him and Dre.
Are you in the Rolling
20s? Yeah, man, I met Snoop, man. His pants were sagging. I gave him a shirt. It's like, get your life right, partner. And then everything changed.
It changed around for him. You're a big part in his
people
life.
People take that and like, oh, Patrick said he met Snoop and he changed his life. No, I didn't do that. I heard him on the radio.
Oh, shoot. That's a good one, though, man. Hey, also, I've heard that you're a black belt. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, man. I study Wushu Kwan Do. It's an art that my grandmaster, Grandmaster Eric Lee, taught my grandmaster this, which is Grandmaster Darren Souza. And it's like a mixed martial art. It's like 13 different arts in one. And this was like mixed martial arts before mixed martial arts. So I've been studying with him for about 4 years now.
Kind of like hand-to-hand combat
actually
training?
Within the last six, 8 months, I haven't been studying at all because I have put these daggone, I got those braces in my mouth, and I can't go fight with him with braces. This dude's getting far, man. He might,
those
braces cost too much money, man.
You got that right.
Yeah, they come through your lip. I had those when I was 14, and I got punched in the face, and my brace came right through.
Oh, yeah. Even though I had a head, I went and bought me some headgear with a mask on it.
Yeah.
So that's still not enough. This guy hits too hard.
Get one of them wires broken in there, then you got to pay money to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Out
I was like,
job.
Grandmaster, I see you in a few months. We can do some, you know, I'm a personal trainer also, so I do the personal training part and my stretching and stuff.
I haven't
hit that bag in a while, man. I'm going to start hitting it again. I got my braces out and I got my retainers, so I'm going to start back hitting the bag and getting up there with him and letting him work me out.
What's this fitness mechanic thing you got going on?
Well, fitness mechanic, man, that's what I do with my personal training, man. I get your body right, you know what I'm saying? My thing is that I usually work with, you know, heavier people trying to drop weight.
That's us.
That's me.
You named every one of us.
Yeah,
just trying to change how they eat, and that's one of the main things on losing weight is the eating part, you know?
Oh, so three McDoubles
for lunch.
You can
go out and buy
good.
Those tapes all day you want, man. You know, you can buy... Every time I talk to somebody, they went out and bought this tape, that tape, this tape, that tape. And in every tape you look at, it's always have how you eat, because how you eat is going to do more than half the job of you dropping your weight.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because everything I eat, I love. So I just want to keep eating more and more.
Well, I mean, that's true, because I tell you what, if you get put in a concentration camp and you can't eat, you will wither away and die.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to try to not listen to some of the stuff he says, because he's not all there. Like he said, his mom beat him a lot when he was younger. So.
With a hairbrush.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's a little crazy. He's a little off. So sometimes when he says something, you may be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Maybe he's going to lose it.
If you ain't been hit in the head with a hairdryer, you have never experienced life.
The way we got whooped, man, you know that was child abuse, man.
Oh, but you ever been hit with one of them 1984 phones?
Go outside and get me a switch. What?
Oh, you better go get a good one. You better go get a good switch, too. It better not be nothing that'll break.
Yeah, yeah. Look, man, we got, hey, our parents supposed to have been in jail. Our parents supposed to have been in jail, man.
Yeah, I mean, whatever happened to corporate punishment in schools? That's what's wrong with children today. If you got beat in school like we did, you'd act a little bit better when you know around adults.
Right. Your parents come up to the school and get you? Embarrassing. You can't embarrass kids these days, though. You can't do that.
Oh, yes,
it's
you can.
Wrong. It's morally wrong.
Oh, it is not. It's
PC
awesome.
People come after you. Don't be embarrassing. That hurts them. You know, everybody gets a trophy and you can't embarrass them.
That's right. Everybody gets a trophy.
Man, please.
That's why they dress the way they dress and you can't say anything to them. They hair a certain way. You can't. My dad, man, my mom, you walk out the house a certain way. I don't care if you did have 2.5 pair of jeans. You better have them clean. You walk out the house. You know, I didn't say we was rich, but you know, when I say 2.5 pair, it means I had 2 pair. My brother had 2 pair. We shared a pair. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So, dress pants, man. The dress pants, you got to share them.
Yeah, it's hard to teach your kids to have that drive and ambition and want to succeed when it's the whole everybody gets a ribbon. No matter how hard you work, you're still going to get the ribbon just as the other guy, you know, and
I think the key part here is with the 2.5 pants, especially, our parents made us respect ourselves. I mean, we didn't go out dirty, we didn't go out nasty. Yeah, we didn't have a lot, but we looked good in what we had. We were clean, and we were showing respect to our parents. Hey, this is all we've got, but we're going to look good in what we have.
I looked pretty shabby. I was running the streets.
Hey, look, I looked as good as I could with those freaking polyester pants and that big old freaking V-neck that my mama was putting
in. Big old purple.
With clouds and shit on it.
I wore polyester so much, I had polyester poison.
Yeah, I come out and look like a hot mess. You know what I'm saying? I got pictures of me when I was a kid. Oh, crazy.
I seen them purple jeans.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
purple
I had jeans. Giant collars on my neck, all over, stab somebody.
Yeah, you got a V-neck 5 inches high. Come on.
He said, but I look good. But back to the weight thing, man, that's a big money game there, man. I mean, how many people are overweight? Almost everybody you know nowadays is overweight. There's all these schemes and you know, everybody wants the easy way to lose weight. And you know, there's not an easy way to lose weight. It's hard work.
It's not an easy way, man. It's a hard way and a harder way. You know, and the meal part is the easiest. To me, the meal part, training yourself how you eat is that'll kill a lot of stuff, man. I go study it. I studied it. I talked to a few people from Asia, you know, because they, you know, you don't usually see them big.
Yeah.
Unless they try to get big by being sumo wrestlers or something, you know.
Maybe that's
you don't
what
see
we did
them big.
Wrong.
They're not big people, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Eat,
yeah.
You know?
If you see a big Asian, they got big here.
Yeah. Yeah. We heard a rumor that you were thinking about getting into politics or something. I think you'd be a great.
Oh no, man! I get into politics, man. I'm against the grain, man. I talk political a lot, but you know.
Well, that's what we need in America now. We need against the grain.
No,
I'm a firm believer in that.
I'll stay on the outside, like.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Is we got people like you that need to be in there, getting their stuff out and saying, "Look, this is what's wrong. Why don't we just do something about it instead of pussyfooting around and making excuses?"
Well, that's a big money thing,
that's
too.
That's true, man. But them jokers, man, you know something? It's easier when you get in there with those political people, man, and you start being an ass, man, because that's what I'll be. they'll blackball you. Hey, that is no pun intended, but you know, they'll blackball me, man, and then you can't do anything. So it's better to stay on. And the way the media is these days, man, I love what you guys are doing with the radio, and I, you know, to spread things out, the media these days is so much easier that we can go and we can make a difference by just going on radio shows like you and other shows and talk and move things and make and make the political people move our way. You know,
you're correct.
Instead of, you know, getting in, you know, I don't want to get in. You know, I know they say you're supposed to get in the ring with them, but those people are so full of shit, man.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, they're all you know, clowns, but like, man.
Well, yeah, because, I mean,
like,
they
I'm better off on the outside talking to you all, talking to those guys on the inside, and then we can get us somebody in there starting at the senator rate area that we can, you know, okay, this is what we want to do.
So you said Mike says something. He said they forget where they came from, but I don't think they did forget where they come from, because most of them have always came from a lifestyle that we'll never
silver spoon.
We'll never even know what that's like.
You can't run for office in this country anywhere unless you've got a big old silver spoon in your mouth.
Ton of money.
Right.
Some good backing. You know, you got to have a lot of good backing.
I'm poor. I was poor. I grew up poor. Poor to you is like, okay, we only had one Porsche. You know, we only had one Porsche and one damn Mercedes. That's poor to you.
Yeah.
You know, poor to me is like we had a Pinto and a bike.
Word. My dad had a Pinto. That's what I'm talking about. My dad had a freaking orange Pinto. I love it.
Yeah. So you're right. So we don't look at things the same. So people who say, well, they feel what we feel. Not really.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
a few of them might was poor, man.
Yeah.
And the ones that were really poor, they really don't get the chance to get there. You know, they might have grown into money like the businessmen. I usually try to vote for businessmen.
Yeah,
because they've done something that I want to do, you know?
They got some logic behind them, too. I saw Hillary Clinton came out and said that when they left the White House, she was poor. So I don't know if she knows what the definition of poor is. And actually, too, the definition of poor nowadays is a lot different than we were younger. When you were poor, when we were younger, you didn't have food, you didn't have nothing. Nowadays, if you're poor, you still got a cell phone, you got a place to live, you got lights, you got food, you got everything.
You can go to the freaking doctor. I mean, shit, you got free health care. I mean, when I was a kid, you were sick, and we didn't have money for you to go to the doctor. We went to freaking Walmart or Walgreens and got you something. You know, they can go get you some medicine. It might cure you. And you lay there and sweat it.
Right.
Castor oil and acid.
Right. That's a different poor.
Jack Daniels and honey.
They're poor these days.
You got the crew to give you Jack Daniels.
You poor, but you got Jordan. What the hell?
Yeah, poor.
You poor, but you got, and not just picking on Jordan, I'm saying you got $200 shoes.
Yeah.
And you poor.
You got your priorities.
You
know what I'm
saying? You poor, but we go to your house, you got a flat screen TV. Not saying that you don't deserve it. But really, you don't deserve it if you didn't earn it.
Yeah,
you know,
right. And that's the thing is,
everybody don't get a damn trophy.
You know, that's the thing is, like, you get so comfortable, and even though you might say you're poor, but you got all these luxuries. Like, man, you would have never had back in the day when we were younger, man.
Yeah, when you were poor, supposedly poor, but now I couldn't get in. I'll be political, and I'll keep being political. I was political, and people look at my page and they're like, "Why are you always talking about Obama?" Why you always? Because I've been doing this before people knew me. This is how I was.
I study politics. What do you kind of Do you classify yourself as like a Republican, Democrat, a liberal, conservative? You following those lines anywhere? Do you feel?
The more I learn, the more I change my classification, man. I one time was classified myself as a Republican. Now I classify myself as a conservative.
Yeah.
You know, I do have some views for liberal views, but more conservative values, you know, get out there and work for what's yours.
Yeah.
And it's really more in the work, you know, type thing. Social, I'm like a social issue is like, I don't try to, you know, it's back and forth, you know, but when it's like, you got to go to work, you got to earn what you keep, you know, you have to do the right thing in your life as of in, not breaking laws and you know, keeping, you know, building your family up, you know, a lot of family value, things like that. But the more I learn about, you know, life, the more I, you know, I can change it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be stuck and say, well, I'm gonna be voting Democrat for the rest of my life.
That's so crazy to me.
That, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I would vote whoever I liked. It didn't matter if they're Republican, Democrat, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just whatever message they're putting out. If I stand behind it. But here's the thing: is everyone that put the message out, they're not standing behind one bit of their message.
Yeah, it's weird how it's weird how,
and that's on both sides.
People say I'm a Democrat, and no matter what the Democrats are going for, even if they don't agree with it at that time, they'll still argue and they'll still say, "Oh no, I'm a Democrat." And the same with the Republicans. And so I don't much like either one of those types when, you know, you classify yourself as, you know, whatever goes down, I'm still a Democrat. Whatever goes down, I'm still a Republican, man. It's, you know, I find myself liking different things on both sides, but I don't like the whole line that you have to draw and say, no, if you're not with us on this, then you're with them, and it's crazy.
Right, and that's kind of, that weakens, hey, and for me being black, you know, that kind of weakened my people because we vote one way, and I put a video out the other day, we'll vote Democrat. 93% of blacks vote Democrat, so why would the Democrats respect us?
Yeah.
They already know we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Then it's like a double-edged sword because if Republicans know that we're going to vote Democrat, why the hell are they going
to
respect us?
Yeah. What are they going to try to do for you? Yeah.
We're the most undiverse people in politics there are in America.
Yeah, right.
Because we're going to vote one way, and they know we're going to vote one way. So, like, well, we don't have to worry about them. They're going to vote that way, you know?
Well, maybe it doesn't matter. Change that.
They're not going to say they're going to vote this way. The Democrats say they're going to vote this way. The Republicans say they're going to vote this way. So guess what they get? Nothing. That's why the past 50 years the school's been the same. You know, the neighborhood's been the same. You know, how you going to keep fighting poverty, a war on poverty, and you, damn it, we losing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, because we're not fighting it just here. We're trying to be everybody's savior, and it's not working there. And it's, you know, I mean, if we just stop pulling all resources and giving it to all these other countries that so-called need this aid, we need to aid our own country and get our own country built back up strong.
Well, yeah, and that's a lot to do with it, too. But we also got so many crooked politicians. You know, no matter how much money we put anywhere, they're going to blow that money on so much stuff that, man, you know, there's no accountability for anything. And it's just so crazy that
they're not going to let a good, when you say a politician, man, I like Herman Cain because I like where he come from. He was actually a person who didn't have money growing up, and then he studied his way up, you know.
He became
over a big business and made more money. But you look at guys like that, and you look at when they get to a certain area in their life, and this guy is a multimillionaire, and he got all kind of bull crap thrown at him in the political field.
He sure did.
Same thing happened, and it's funny because once he pulled out, everything stopped. Because, okay, was it really real? I doubt if any of it was real. You understand? It's funny because both parties did him like that.
Yeah, they sure did.
It wasn't just one. You know, it was both parties did him like that. His own party did him like that, you know, because they see that this guy's going to get up there and he's not going to listen to what they say. He's going to make a change.
Hey, on that note, too, we got Reverend Jesse Peterson. He's got the Bond organization.
I heard of him.
Yeah. Somebody see him a lot on TV, man. He's got a really good message. You should check him out. He's all about empowering the youth to step up and, you know, and take back their lives and not feel like they got to rely on anybody and stuff. And he's got a really good message, man. You should check him out. He's going to be on our show here in a couple of weeks. He seems like he's a good guy. Kind of, you know, we're kind of open and laughing and joking a lot and everything. And so he was real cool. And we talked to his agent, and they kind of wanted to know where we were coming from. And I told him, and so he said, oh, yeah, we'll come do the show. Well, I'll definitely let you know when we got him coming on. You can check that out.
Oh, definitely, man. Well, I'm going to be looking at you guys from here on out, man. I want to be like you all, man. You know?
Yeah, man. Well, you need to come to Tennessee and check us out here sometime.
Oh, yeah. You all, now you right around the corner. I think 4 hours away, maybe three if the time changed. So, hey.
Well, you'll have 3 hours of traffic getting out of Atlanta.
Yeah, I can get to Atlanta. I can get to Atlanta in two and a half hours. I can get to the other side of Atlanta in four. It depends on what time you hit Atlanta and how long it takes. I know that.
Traffic's horrible. Hey, man.
Traffic is horrible here, but hey.
You want to tell everybody about your, go ahead and tell us what your website is. We can go out there and check out your t-shirts.
Okay, my t-shirts on my website is www.pullyourpantsup.com. Or pullyourdamnpantsup.com.
Either one you like.
I'm on Twitter at TheCPatrick. I'm on YouTube also. I got a YouTube channel at TheCharlesPatrick. And also where you all see me on Facebook is at Charles R. Patrick. Or my other Facebook fan page is Charles R. Patrick, PYPU. And the PYPU is our next, that's going to be our next phase, which is pull your pants up. We're going to shorten it out. We're going to get some hats, and we're going to try to get out overseas more, too, and just, you know, just make it viral, make everything viral, not just the video, but the clothing viral.
Yeah,
and then we're going to put some clothes out there. You know, we're going to put some nice clothes out there coming out soon, too, that, you know, you don't want to take something from somebody without giving them something else. You know, just like a person who smokes cigarettes. You don't just take the cigarettes. You give them some gum or something, too, you know.
I wish gum worked.
You
want
to put something into place.
I wish gum worked, brother. It does not work.
Well, a lot of people say gum works, man, but I don't know. I don't smoke, but
I will tell you. I will tell you.
I guess it's different things, man.
It does not work. I chew gum and smoke cigarettes, so it doesn't work.
So, man, we don't have much time. We don't have much time left, man, but I wanted to run something by you real quick. We got a little something we're throwing in here called a hustling round. I want to shoot a few quick questions for you and have you answer as quick as you can and kind of let us know what you think. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man. Ready I'm going to be, man.
All right. If you're elected president, what's the first thing you would do today? Jeez. One thing.
The first thing I'd do is change the law of Obamacare. That's the first thing I would do.
Oh, you set that back. Yeah, I thought you were going to make us the official presidential radio station. All right.
That's the second thing, man. You said the first two things.
Oh, that's
man.
The second thing. All right. So, challenge to a match, MMA fighter. Any MMA fighters you want to challenge to a match?
Oh, man, yeah. I want to fight somebody old. Shit. Those guys are the hell out of here. Anybody real old, I don't care, man.
That Randy Couture.
Not Horace Gracie. He's still going to be somebody.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got Frank Trigg coming down here. Maybe we can set that match up after you get your braces off.
You might want to keep those braces
who?
On.
Frank Trigg. He's a UFC fighter. He fought Matt
Hughes.
Oh, no,
Matt. Yeah. I think I'll fight Tank Abbott, man.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. You get him to the ground, it's golden, man. Yeah.
Or Butterbean. Somebody smoke. I can get away from
him. Oh, man. What was the other guy, the street brawler guy?
Cabbage.
No. Yeah, him too. I forgot about him.
Cabbage. He had a giant head. Who, you couldn't knock
what's
him
his
out.
Name?
The street brawler guy. I can't remember his name. Gosh.
Oh, what's his name? He had one name. It was four letters. I can't remember it.
Not Kimo.
No.
Was it
Kimbo? No,
yeah, Kimbo
Slice.
Kimbo Slice, man. Him, he's supposed to be fighting, coming back fighting now. I don't think I'll fight him.
Yeah, you better take a dive on that.
I'll fight him in a street fight, but not in that ring.
Oh, I would rather fight him in a ring than a street fight.
There's no rules in a street fight.
No,
you know?
Here's the thing. You get paid in the ring. You don't get paid in the street fights. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, get paid.
That is true, man.
You got that right.
If you're going to break my jaw, you better pay me.
Hey, what's your favorite band, musician, or anything? You got any right off the top of your head?
Outkast, man.
Oh, shoot. You know that's right. That's awesome.
Outkast
yeah.
and KRS-One. You know, I'm old school, man.
Yeah.
I love that Outkast.
Yeah.
I ain't heard KRS-One in a long time.
I know, that's right.
Me neither, man. But, hey, I still pop them tunes in on my Pandora and my on them CDs I got, on DVDs I got. Whatever it is, I play them in the car. So
I know that's right.
Hey, Outkast, that's my group, man. Outkast, my boys, man.
We need to get them on here. That would be killer.
Yeah, Dre, man.
They're nice dudes, man. They really are.
Andre 2000 or is it 3000?
Andre 3000, man. Don't call 2000. You make them lose 1000, man.
Jeez. Yeah. Maybe it's 4000 now. He's probably
it could be 4000.
Yeah,
that
dude's
a
nice
older,
dude,
you know?
Man. I seen that dude jumping somebody's car off. This old couple. He was jumping their car off with his Porsche.
That's sweet. Oh, that's freaking awesome, man. You don't find many people that will jump your car off nowadays anyway.
With
much less a star.
And he was doing it with a Porsche, man. I looked at him and I stopped and I said, man, only in Atlanta.
You get that right.
And he started laughing at me.
You should have handed him a shirt. You got to keep some of those shirts with you, man. That would have been some great.
Oh, I got them now, man. I promise you, I keep them now, man. I keep the shirts with
me. Yeah, shoot us some pictures
and
put them on our website.
Anymore.
What about your dream job?
Dream job? Now it was stand up comedy. I guess it's radio now.
Oh, okay, cool. Might be starting off your career one of these days. You can have us on your show.
Hey, radio is where it's at.
Yeah. All right. What about here we go? Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, or Charlie Murphy?
Charlie Murphy.
Oh, that's a no brainer, man.
Hey, come on, man. You didn't even give him a choice.
Charlie Murphy, man. Who owned the story Charlie Murphy told, man, on Dave Chappelle's show?
Oh, man.
Rick James, bitch.
Blackness.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a funny dude, boy.
Heck yeah, Bush. I'm tired of Bushes and Clintons, man.
Gosh, I know that's right. Get them both out of here.
Clinton Bushes and Bushes and Clintons and Clintons.
I think they're all the same. They're all related.
I'm tired of Clinton's Bush.
Hey, man, but I got my sons have a some surgery today up in Knoxville. I got to go pick him up. He drove up there last night and had to get his appendix taken out. So I got to roll up there and pick him up. So we're going to have to get off here, man. But, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. And it's great to hear from you. We'll definitely get you back.
You can have me on anytime, and I appreciate this. I really enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, man.
Down Earth Cats, man. No, you know, just kicking it on the radio.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. I'll get with you. I'll hit you up and get your address and stuff, and we'll exchange our numbers and stuff and get you some shirts out. And we'll keep following you, man. You keep following us, and we'll have you back on soon, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Y'all take it easy, man.
You too, man. All right. Thanks, Charles. All right.
Take care, brother.
See you, man. All right, we're going to wrap this show up. That was Charles Patrick. It's a good dude with a lot of good things to say. We're going to have him on again soon, get him back on, see what's going on with his website and his Pull Your Pants Up Challenge. Money Mike, tell him about all the good people we got coming up on the podcast soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. We got the big-name comedians coming up. We got Ralphie May, Killer Bees, Chris Frangiola, and we got some rock and roll legends coming on the show. We got Joe Savage.
Frank Trigg, MMA, UFC fighter.
Yes. With our website information, here's Stu.
Hey, man, be sure y'all check us out at www.str8hustlin.com, at straighthustlin.com. You can get our Twitter feeds, Facebook, like us, follow us. Be some great stuff coming up.
Got all our podcast information. Remember, if you ain't hustling, you ain't living. We're out.
Peace.